Have a seat.
At the wellhead. Your songs, when you sing them with your two eyes closed, as you always do, are like a local road we have known every turn of in the past. That Midgefield high-hedge side road where you stood looking and listening until a car would come and go and leave you lonelier than you had been to begin with. So sing on, dear shut-eyed one, dear far-voiced veteran. Sing yourself to where the singing comes from, ardent and cut off like our blind neighbor who played the piano all day in her bedroom. Her notes came out to us like hoisted water raveling off a bucket at the wellhead, where next thing we'd be listening, hushed and awkward. That blind from birth, sweet-voiced, withdrawn musician was like a silver vein in heavy clay, night water glittering in the light of day, but also just our neighbor, Rosie Keenan. She touched our cheeks. She let us touch her braille in books like books wallpaper patterns came in. Her hands were active and her eyes were full of open darkness and a watery shine. She knew us by our voices. She'd say she saw whoever or whatever. Being with her was intimate and helpful, like a cure you didn't notice happening. When I read a poem with Keenan's well in it, she said, "I can see the sky at the bottom of it now." Had I not been awake, I would have missed it. A wind that rose and whirled onto the roof pattered with thick leaves off the sycamore tree and got me up, the whole of me a patter, alive and ticking like an electric fence. Had I not been awake, I would have missed it. It came and went so unexpectedly and almost, it seemed, dangerously, returning like an animal to the house, a courier blast that there and then lapsed ordinary, but not ever after. And not now. A Kite for Avine, partly a translation of L'Aquiloni by Giovanni Pascoli, Italian poet. This is for a granddaughter, so that's the background. Air from another life and time and place. Pale blue heavenly air is supporting a white wing beating high against the breeze. And yes, it is a kite. As when one afternoon, all of us there trooped out among the briar hedges and stripped thorn, I take my stand again, halt opposite Anahorish Hill to scan the blue, back in that field to launch our long-tailed comet. And now it hovers, tugs, veers, dives askew, lifts itself, goes with the wind until it rises to loud cheers from us below. Rises, and my hand is like a spindle unspooling, the kite a thin-stemmed flower climbing and carrying farther, higher, the longing in the breast and planted feet and gazing face and heart of the kite flyer. Until string breaks and separate, elate, the kite takes off, itself alone, a windfall.